So, what do you want to talk about?
The pro wrestling world never stops. Scotty Villa and Paralegal Mike are tagging in with a quick hit that just can't wait until showtime. It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Small Package.
Small Package! No, Small Package by the Dragon!
Small Package! One, two, three, yes!
Emergency pod, emergency pod! It is dude, it's Scotty Villa and Paralegal Mike here. UK Tom is very busy, but we tried to hold off. Well,
is he busy?
I mean, I've seen him on a bicycle.
We're burying people. If everyone's getting buried this week in professional wrestling, may as well bury UK Tom.
He can be in the fun fact for this small package here.
It's probably best UK Tom's not here. There's big news, Scotty. There's big news. That's right. There's two episodes, 1 week. It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Small Package. Scotty Villa. Dynamite's happened.
Dude, we tried to hold off till next week.
It's good we didn't. Well, Scotty Villa.
No.
Oh.
No, Paralegal Mike. Dynamite has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm you're the one that pushed this. Like, we have to get this out. I'm going to you first, brother.
Oh, that's perfect.
The footage of no, you laid out. I'm the floor is yours.
As everyone knows, we've been very heavily carrying the WWE for the past few weeks. WrestleMania has come and gone. Pro wrestling is apparently back. We are in a new era of professional wrestling. Boy, AEW just had to crush the dreams of every pro wrestling fan this week because they wanted to show us the backstage altercation video footage from All In and Wembley between CM Punk and Jack Perry. And guess what, Scotty Villa? They did, in fact, show that real footage.
They sure did.
From All In at Wembley. And boy, Scotty Villa, did that make AEW look like a bunch of schmucks. And I know, I've been on the internet for the last, 24 hours about this very subject. Yeah, guess what, Scotty Villa? Probably shouldn't lay hands on someone you work with. Just common sense, sure. Shut the fuck up, internet. We're talking about wrestling promotions and the impact it has on that.
Can I jump in?
Not
real
about
quick?
Workplace safety. Oh, of course, Scotty. Of course.
So, in Mike, in our workplace where I work and in the law offices where you work,
mm-hmm.
if you were to put your hands on a coworker like that, you're probably done. You're out.
Yes.
But in the world of sports, and I hate doing the sports comparisons, I hate when anyone does the sports comparisons when it comes to pro wrestling. But in the world of sports, teammates fight all the time. Brawls happen mm-hmm. in practices all the time. This is kind of no different. Yes, it's scripted TV and it's a TV show essentially, but these are top tier athletes and they got into it a little bit. I just want to add that.
I would say this. I think that kind of counter argument, if this is your hill you want to die on to defend AEW, do not do that. You are not helping AEW by saying we should not punch our coworkers. That has nothing to do with the promotion at hand. Yes. The Young Bucks came out and showed the video for All In. Yes, it was a minute 30 of exactly what CM Punk said happened. Granted, Jack Perry didn't get up in his grill. Very much so, CM Punk approached Jack Perry. We see that in the video. If you want to argue one part about what CM Punk said on Ariel Helwani's show, it's that. CM Punk definitely walked up to him. And there is clearly history between the two. And you can see that in the video. He does indeed choke him a little bit. Looks like kind of pie faces him. That's about where it is. Obviously yells at someone off screen. Speculation is that, yes, it was Tony Khan who, was fearing for his life. Of course. Little P came out. It was a whole thing. My biggest issue, you tried to push this in an angle to build Young Bucks FTR. Granted, FTR's promo, very much so like Adam Copeland's promo, in the state of we're done with this. We want this to be like, we want to celebrate wrestling. How can you come out and cut that promo after that video was used for one reason only? You see it on Tony Schiavone's face. That's my favorite part of the whole thing. Schiavone looked like he's just like, we're actually fucking doing this.
So I want to take you through my thoughts just on Schiavone alone, then I'm going to get back to you.
Please.
When
Please
I
do.
Saw the reaction of Tony Schiavone's face while he's on TV, while he's not talking, Excalibur is introducing the Bucks to show this clip. and tee up this clip. Shivani's sitting there, looking like irritated as shit. I was like, man, it's we can't assume what Shivani's thinking or feeling right now.
No.
But then I think back, and the internet did a great job of reminding me, after Punk's interview with Helwani, Tony Schiavone put out his What Happened When podcast with Conrad Thompson. Conrad asked him about Punk's comments because Punk said Schiavone was there and involved with some of that because he was a producer in between things.
Yeah.
And Schiavone said, you know what? Can we just move on from this shit? I don't care. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about this because it doesn't fucking matter. And once I read that on the internet, I was like, God damn. Maybe Shivani was feeling that in that moment. And it's hard to argue that now.
So obviously, like, the internet world is blown up. Like, this is their finger poke of doom. This is their this. This is, I mean, comparisons to WCW have been rampant today, obviously. Things I feel bad for. If you wrestled on last night's Dynamite, I feel very bad for you.
Yeah,
I feel bad that you went out and did your job as you were supposed to and put on matches. Penta and Copeland, I thought, tore the house down. I actually watched that match. I thought it was quite good.
Very good.
It sucks because none of it means anything. None of it means anything when you show that video. This, maybe you'll feel the same way. I'm sure, like, I mean, our group chat blew up. Like, it was not, I was, personally, I'm loving it. Like, this car crash, like, all you had to do was make a wrestling promotion. You saw what happened on Monday. It was real slow. You can pick up momentum by having a really great wrestling show on Wednesday. As much as we talk shit about AEW, we both love it. And I think their last 4 or 5 weeks have not been bad. They've done really great matchmaking. I think Will Ospreay's gotten better on the mic. I think they're building up these stars to do something. Your focus should be Dynasty and putting on a good weekly wrestling show. Steam was out of people's sails on Monday Night Raw. I don't know many people who were super high after that. So, like, getting back in the groove of things with a good Wednesday night of professional wrestling, that would have helped you. This video coming out did one thing. It shows the immaturity of the company.
Yep.
And it also didn't pop the rating they were hoping for. You didn't break a million. You didn't break a million again. If that was your joy to show this video, you didn't even get the rating you wanted.
Mike, I'm going to go back.
What now? Yeah, go back, please.
I'm going to go back a little bit to when they announced that they're going to show this footage. And then there was a lot of speculation, including from ourselves in the group chat of,
yes,
we're just going to get swerved. It's going to be a BTE kind of, you know, skit or whatever. And Tony Khan said, no, this is legit. I wanted to show this back in September. I wanted to show this footage back then. And he didn't. When it mattered the most, he could have shown it when he did the video where he said, I had to fire CM Punk. Don't forget that. He was on Dynamite reading a teleprompter saying, I had to release Phil Brooks, better known as CM Punk, after an altercation, this, and that. That happened. He could have shown it then. He didn't. But because CM Punk went on an interview, was asked these questions, he chose to answer them how he did. It's not like he came out on social media or up on a TV show and just, oh, by the way, this happened at this event, and that's when I quit. He was asked questions. He chose to answer them. He answered them as honestly as he could. And then they fucking doubled down and proved. And I'm going to go back to something that CM Punk has said many times in the past. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Because CM Punk told no lie. It's a massive fail. It blew up. I will give him a tiny ounce of credit for trying to make this a wrestling angle with the Bucks and FTR.
Sure.
But holy fuck, did you miss. Completely missed.
I'd also give the credit to, you pulled the trigger. You showed it.
Yep.
Like, you came to the table like, we're going to actually do it. Scotty, You're in position at AEW. How does AEW bounce back from arguably one of the wildest things I've seen in professional wrestling?
Oof.
How do you reel it in? If not everyone backstage is on board with that decision, we got to know that firsthand. Yeah. People aren't going to come out and say that, but you have to know where you're working now. You could probably feel like, oh, this is what we are now. We're not the alternative. We're trying to compete instead of positioning ourselves as an alternative.
It's,
and in that case, like, what would you do, Scotty Villa? What would your first steps be after the catastrophic Wednesday that AEW just had? Because it was. No one twisted any other way. It was bad. This was bad.
So the first thing that came to mind when you asked me that question is one word, and it's a very broad stroked one word: storytelling. Look how the WWE turned their ship around when AEW was the coolest kid in the room and everybody was talking AEW every single week. Mike, how many weeks did we on this podcast talk about AEW strictly? And then we've had conversations of, man, we got to talk some Fed stuff. We've got to get some WWE stuff in here.
When
storytelling,
not good, we talk about where we are, right?
Yeah, storytelling is what brought everyone back to WWE. That's something that AEW, when they have the guys in place, that's when they're stealing headlines and getting pay-per-view buys, and their product is great. Sure, great matches are great, but if they're great matches for the sake of great matches, there's no longevity there. So that would be my first answer. Two, you might need to check in with some of your guys like Kenny Omega and MJF and be like, what is the earliest you can physically come back? Those are your top stars. Will Ospreay is building himself right now. Moxley is doing New Japan stuff. Jericho is just not the guy right now. He's just not. You've fumbled the ball with Wardlow so much. He was tweeting out pictures of him in the gym last night while that segment was on, I believe. So he's like, I could have been on the show, but instead you're showing that and I'm in the fucking gym. Storytelling. And I mean, fuck, Britt Baker. Where the fuck is Britt Baker? She could be here. She was a face of that company for a little while. And then Tony Khan needs to sit down, look at his entire roster and go, these are my main eventers. These are my mid-carders. These are the guys I'm just doing nothing with. And you start at the top. And if you've got main eventers that can fill your 2-hour show each week, those are the people you have to use right now. You have to. Maybe sprinkle in a couple mid-carders to start building some new stars. But storytelling rules all. And it's got to be good. It's got to be good. And it's got to be every week. Fucking... What, dude, what we saw last night was WCW 2000 Vince Russo-esque bullshit. It was. Do you know how big of a fail this was? CM Punk was trending over AEW. WCW 2000 was trending over AEW. That's how bad it was. I'm seeing AEW diehard fans on Twitter saying, I can't defend that.
I like where your head's at. It's a company with a lot of stars. If I was a star in that company, knowing it was contract time, I would be weighing my options.
So I saw a report today that allegedly Hook's deal, when it comes up, he's going to look at all of his options. After last
see
night.
NXT Hook. See right? NXT Hook. There's no way you don't want to go to the Performance Center and really get a better chance. Jade Cargill has been in interviews too. She's at the age where she needed to go to a place that's a well-established machine. We're past this being a new company. I like how you go back to the stars. Your issue is this. A fan of wrestling who had money decided they could book wrestling. And they can't.
Yep.
Tony, thank you for giving us AEW. But now is your time to pick up the phone and to call people who have done this for a long time. And get some help, because it shows. The inmates are running the asylum. Love the Young Bucks. You know I do. You can be heels all you want, Young Bucks. This was not the way to push your match with FTR. It wasn't. You guys are good enough where you would have rocked the house no matter what in ring. And you could have came up with something better. If this is what EVPs are getting their hands in, and it's petty, like they've been posting EV petty, you're playing into it. It's not working. The joke's not working. The character doesn't. We're looking past it. We're behind the curtain. Tony looks like a coward. And he was upset that CM Punk said mean things about him. You're fucking professional. Time to act like one. Take it. Take your licks. Move on. prove him wrong in the programming. Your idea was like, this is going to hurt CM Punk. And it didn't. Dude, when you have Uncle Dave coming out saying, well, I don't think that's how they wanted it to go. There's only one video, Dave. Like there's only the one video. They watched it before they put it out. They were all sitting there. They're like, oh, there's no way they're going to like CM Punk after this. It's exactly what the man said. You heard the interview and you still put it out.
So
if your guys like Britt Baker, if your contract's up, there is going to be a healthy knock on your door from another company. I highly recommend you go because I think you'd be a great asset there. FTR, when your deal is done, you have enough friends over there to go back. And guess what? The way they are getting views, they probably aren't going to say no to a lot of talent. They won't. It helps build brands again. You can put NXT into what AEW basically is. You could do that. That's where guys can go. Tony, you need help. You need help. That can't continue. How do you have your show go out with Collision this week and be like, want to run it back? This is what you missed on Dynamite. Like, when the world shit on us collectively, and they will the entire week, we're going to get, actually, you know what? It'll be nice because we're going to get SmackDown, and then everyone will forget AEW is a program.
Yeah.
Because that's just how it's going to go. Week to week now, how do you assume this is going to help the buys for Dynasty? Doesn't.
So, I'm not going to lie. After Mania, I'm feeling like, holy fuck. We've said in our group chat 1,000 times, I fucking love wrestling.
Love wrestling. And we great. Card looks awesome.
Right? So, I was kind of humming back and forth, even though Raw was like a bummer. I'm like, all right, well, fucking maybe AEW. I haven't bought a pay-per-view in a little while. Maybe this will be it. Because there's the rumors that MJF could come back. I would love to see that. And I was feeling like AEW's really got to try and steal some headlines. Maybe they'll have a cool return or a signee or something like that. I don't want to watch this pay-per-view. It's just dirty. It's filthy. It stinks. It sucks because I'm pretty sure Swerve is going to win the world title next Sunday. That would be my pick for, and it's so awesome, but holy shit. You've done such a bad job. And what I saw today was just more of a head scratcher where Tony Khan was promoting, hey, first time ever one-on-one match next week. It's Claudio Castagnoli versus Will Ospreay. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking fix anything. Give me a reason why they're having a match. Give me a story other than they've never fought one-on-one before. That's not doing it for me anymore. I'm not gonna lie. In a little bit, it did in the past. I'm like, oh, cool. And UK Tom will admit it. If it's the first time ever, he's kind of a mark for it. Mm-hmm. But holy shit. Like, how do you not have your go home show where the buildup has been lackluster to Dynasty, not loaded with this is what we're going with. We're going to get Joe and Swerve face to face, or well, let him fucking go, whatever. You got your TNT champion, Adam Copeland, who just beat Christian, who's been holding that title for forever, in a six-man. Like, there's so many starts and stops in this company. I can't say when is it going to end, because it'll only end when Tony wants to stop paying it. We heard Punk say that. The company will last as long as Tony wants to keep pumping money into it. But God damn you guys, did you ever embarrass yourself this week? And now you're just trying to act as if it didn't happen. You're trying to act as if it didn't happen so much. You're trying to pull every copy of that tape, of that footage, off of social media. You're copywriting it, even though you're the ones that released it, and you're pulling it down from everywhere. You have that right to do it. It's your footage if you want. But holy shit, you're just digging the hole deeper and deeper. And it's
for making a little you're bit right. And our pod especially ate it.
Yeah.
Ate the copyright. Video down. We'll keep that up forever, that post.
Absolutely.
Just so you can see that they took it down. My biggest issue, too, this man wants to shit all over a Jinder Mahal segment on Monday Night Raw. Wants to be a big man on Twitter when it comes to that. He shows this video like he blacked out, and he's like, but Will Ospreay and Claudio Castagnoli are going to wrestle next week. What the fuck are you talking about? Man, you can't just ignore that you chose to put this on your television program. Where are you going to go do an interview now, Tony? You coward. Come on here and we'll interview you. I'll ask you the hard questions. You can tell me about how Dynamite's going to be incredible on Wednesday. I'm over that. Best way you could have protected yourself was being honest and talking to people. And you haven't done it since All In. You dodge every time someone asks you a real question and what your answer was to put up that video. Man, it'd be different if Punk looked awful in that video. It would have been. It would have, the landscape could have been completely different. Unfortunately for you, you promised it. I hope you kept watching it before you put it out. They're like, well, shit, this is pretty close to what he was saying, other than Jack Perry walking up to him. Everything else was spot on. Can you not feel like collectively, like if you're in the building, that sigh of like, are we fucked? Is this like, I hate to say it on the pod, I have been counting down basically to the demise of AEW, and I hate that for myself. I know I played the heel. I know paralegals in my name. Clearly, clearly I'm a little bit of an asshole. I get that. But it's sad when we finally got the alternative that bridged those indie stars into the limelight, where we're like, have you seen this indie match or this? And you can now on TV. These stars have all came to a place. But when guys like Danhausen get signed and then don't get used, they don't want him to wrestle. He's going to other promotions just to go wrestle. He wants to be in ring and wrestle. Wardlow, like you said, you're in the goddamn gym. You don't think the Fed wants a piece of that? They're like, you've got everything we like. When is this over for you? You think Adam Copeland signed up for that? The most fun he can have in wrestling, and then he gets there and he goes, the fuck?
It's bad. It's bad.
Not even like MJF comes out and then what?
And that's always the problem. And then what? You can have all the surprise returns. You can have all the surprise signees. You can have signed all the biggest free agents. And then what? Jesus fucking Christ, Mike. They had Okada fighting a jobber match on Dynamite last night. A jobber match.
Your audience know who Okada is. That's the luxury you get on AEW. Man, it kills me too, because everyone's going to say, like, barely a mic, you're just a mark for the Fed now. When you do something right and you make it engaging, I'm in for that.
Dude,
I think Okada should have signed with the Fed at this point.
Yeah, and anyone that wants to say, oh, we're a mark for the Fed and that's it, Paralegal Mike and I have been to more AEW shows in the last 4 years than we have WWE shows. We traveled
UK
6 hours.
Is the biggest fan of wrestling outside of big promotions. If it's GCW, his vault of knowledge of where they are and where they're wrestling is massive. So we'll never hear that. But I'll tell you right now, AEW, all of us, we can't even speak for UK Tom because we were in the group chat, laughed so hard at the demise of a company. Because I have to say that, because I just don't see how you pull it back. I don't care how good Dynasty is. You'll be haunted by that clip forever.
I won't say the demise of the company, but the biggest fumble. I can't even remember when. Like, the biggest fuck up, the most brutal mistake you could have made was showing that and thinking anything different would happen. It makes no sense. No sense at all. The one thing CM Punk said in his interview is like, I brought my friends with me just in case something happened. We didn't see any of those guys. We saw Malakai Black kind of stroll in eventually and just be like, all right, let's go to the back. But we didn't see FTR. We didn't see anything like that. Like, I'm so baffled. The other dumb thing that was followed up, and it was a good point that I will steal from Busted Open, is after that footage, FTR hits the ring. And the commentators, Tony Schiavone, Excalibur, and Taz, are all saying, well, this isn't on the rundown sheet. This isn't planned. Fuck sakes, you hit their music. You played their video. Of course it was planned. Don't do that. Just don't do that. If you want it to be quote-unquote unplanned, have them storm to the ring while the video is showing and saying, shut that shit off.
Cut that.
Right?
You're right. Way better way of handling that. You're 100% right. You want to get over like that, you're right. You don't play the music. You come down, you tell them to cut it. You do that. Interrupt the Bucks in their nonsense. 100%.
And
you're 100%. And could have. Could have saved. They didn't even have to show the choking. They could have cut it off before it even happened. Yeah. People would have been pissed, but that would have helped the storyline more. You're 100% right. That would have positioned themselves as the ultimate baby faces of AEW. We're past it. We're doing this for the company. Like, would have been huge.
You can't go, Mike, you cannot go from last week where Adam Copeland gets sent to the ring, and maybe he volunteered, we don't know, but is in the ring cutting enough negativity, enough tribalism, let's enjoy pro wrestling. I'm going to hit the hashtag, this is where the best wrestle here in AEW, which it sounds exactly like WCW's, this is where the big boys play. But it's this big raw, let's not deal with the negativity anymore. To a week later, to the exact date, 7 days later, you're coming out with the most negative shit to try and stick it to the other guys, to try and stick it to CM Punk. And I can't take credit for this thought, but I think it's beautiful and glorious. After seeing that footage, the only match I want to see is CM Punk versus Jack Perry. And you can't have that fucking match on AEW.
Man, also, can we give shout out to Forbes for the funniest funniest thing I've ever seen? Like, I don't know if that was a subtour reporter, but for it to say CM Punk defeats Jack Perry all in backstage brawl popped. Oh. But that's what I'm saying. Like, a legitimate outlet just writing that. It's a goof. There's no way they're not doing it as a joke.
They're goofing on you, Tony. Holy shit.
But it's hard because, like, the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, for those, everyone, I have not seen a person who's able to stand up and be like, this was good for AEW, because no one believes it.
Yeah.
All those people, like we said at the top of the show here, don't punch a person at work. We're with you. If this is your argument on there, give me a better argument about how this helped the promotion. It didn't. It didn't help Jack Perry. That's the number one thing we haven't talked about. How does this help Jack Perry?
It did, because he selling his scapegoat t-shirts on his website, they sold out immediately today. That's how it helped Jack Perry. I think
if you're coming back, full in with the Bucks, obviously. Dude. To play into the scapegoat.
But wouldn't he just come, because the Bucks are part of the ones that sent him away. They're the EVPs. They sent him away after this, so I could see Jack Perry coming back as the anti-hero. He could be not for AEW, not for the anti-AEW. He can come in and just take out everybody. He could be, I hate to use another WCW reference, but I really don't. He could be, on a much lesser scale, Crow Sting.
Oh, no.
Just with coming back of, like, I'm coming for vengeance for everybody. I don't fucking care about anybody because none of you cared about me. I get jumped because I mouthed off, but I get jumped and I get suspended. And now you're putting that on blast 8 months later and I'm still the fucking joke of this. No, I'm coming back for vengeance on everybody. That's what I think Jack Perry should do.
I think this made Jack Perry look terrible. I don't know how Jack Perry comes back after showing that.
I never really thought about how it makes Jack Perry look. Like, he looks like
a bitch.
Immature.
Like a bitch. Yeah. Like, it sucks because, like, you're the one not getting attacked by another man and not really doing anything about it. Thank God Samoa Joe was there.
Yeah. And Chris Hero, I guess. That poor bastard's getting caught in a lot of fire too, because it's just like, man, I've seen my mom make that face a bunch of times, like, what is going on, you know, just, man, just... but
the, Tony had to know it all in. He's like, I think my company's fucked, and it makes you ask bigger questions. Cody didn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
Cody didn't stay. Those are his friends still.
Yeah.
Hell, the Bucks got their WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, they were shown.
Really? Like, you want to yell at Hunter? Jade left.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy's not resigning.
No, he's a free agent now, and I'm sure Jeff will be very soon to follow.
Yeah, I would think they have a good home to go back to and run the shots they need to. A pretty cozy legend deal, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and then do one more blow-off match if you can with the Dudleys and call her a day, right? But
I think Jericho is in that camp too.
That's
I will be available until I have to be available. He's going back. You think he's going to end his career in AEW? Fucking no. What? No.
I think at this point, and as soon as you said Jericho's name, it popped my head. Not professionally, because I think Jericho will be a company guy until it's time for him to leave. But I'm so curious about his true thoughts about what the fuck is going on with that company. Because he's kind of been, well, he's been the locker room leader guy. He's the number one veteran that's been like, this is how you do TV. This is how you do matches on TV, backstage interviews. None of you know how to do this because you've only been on New Japan or Ring of Honor. This is the big times. Listen up. And that's great. For a while there, I was under the understanding from, I believe even on his podcast where, and stuff where he had said, I'm kind of Tony's number one guy. That's kind of shifted off into Bryan Danielson being the number one guy now. Because Bryan Danielson's in charge of a lot of creative as well. And obviously Tony has the final say. But I'm curious about Jericho. That's a good call, man. I'd be so interested to find out what he truly feels, not what he decides to tell us.
I think all of these guys, fucking Miro, go back.
Andrade left real quick as soon as his deal was up.
And he fucking slayed on Mania. Sure. Yeah. He may not be the fucking universal heavyweight champion. Andrade's going to do a lot better for himself in the Fed than he will in AEW.
Yep.
All of these guys who came, fucking Claudio. Like, what? John Moxley. Dude, when you knew for sure the old man was done, how did you not look at your wife like, fuck, we could make a call. We both could have our jobs back.
In a second, and it would be the biggest story in the WWE. You tell me you bring him back, John Moxley, who essentially did what Cody did, went out on his own, became a world champion wherever he went, got over as fuck as John Moxley, you'd probably bring him back as John Moxley. That'd probably be an option. And have him stand up to Roman once all the bloodline shit's done. Then you've got a triple threat with those Shield guys at some point. Fuck, it writes itself.
See, that's the beauty of it, where you just look at how long are these deals? But also, how comfortable did people get with the schedule AEW offers?
Oh, true. True. Well,
you can't argue without the grind. Like, he didn't say your name specifically. There's another thing, Will Ospreay. Love that you're getting good at cutting promos. Seems like you can look into the camera now. Fucking nailing that part. I love Will Ospreay, but like, look at me in the camera when you're cutting that kind of promo. You didn't have to take that shot. I think he was specifically talking about a lot of people.
I think
a
he was
lot of people. I don't think it was just him.
I think he was talking about Okada and Mercedes, to be honest. Okada apparently had some great talks, and Mercedes, we know, had great talks to the point where they started trademarking shit again, and it fell apart late last year. That's what I think. I don't think that was a shot at Ospreay at all, though. Internet made that a shot at Ospreay.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but anyway.
But also, there's the thing. It's all our opinion based. I think the biggest one is, let us know on the socials, In My House Pod. Let us know what you thought. You can't see the clip on our pod anymore because they took it down. You think they'd keep it up on the one where there's a guy named Paralegal Mike? Like, you think that would be their safe spot to do that? But no, obviously not. But we want to hear your thoughts as always. Of course, thanks for listening to The Small Package. We will be back next week. UK Tom will return. We'll have more news on AEW and everything going on in the pro wrestling world.
It's such good shit.